broadcast is sponsored by Parkside Student Residence. With state-of-the-art accommodations and amenities and located steps from campus, you'll feel right at home. Visit live-parkside.ca to apply today.
Hello, Ryerson, and welcome back for another episode of Ryersonian This Week. I am Dana Dwake.
And I am Logan Ross, and we're bringing you all the news you need to know at Ryerson This Week.
This week, the Ryerson Image Arts Course Union is showcasing art by female, trans, and non-binary students at the Women in Art exhibit. We spoke with Claudia Pollock, the president of the IMA Course Union.
And make sure to stick around for some expert advice from your lovely hosts in our segment, Just Wondering, as well as an acoustic performance by Ryerson Engineering student Yazan Hudehid. Film, photos, paintings, and more. Those are just some of the art forms that will be featured at the annual Women in Art exhibit tonight. The event showcases art created by female, trans, and non-binary students at Ryerson. I sat down with Claudia Pollock, the president of the Image Arts Course Union, to find out more about what we can expect from the show. Welcome, Claudia. How are you?
I am doing absolutely fabulous today. How are you?
I'm perfect. Why don't you just tell the listeners at home a little bit about who you are and what you do.
So my name is Claudia Pollock. I am in third year photography, and I'm the president of the Image Arts Course Union. And one of the things we do as a course union is execute an event called Women in Art. Me personally, I have been involved with this event for, I think this is my third year now.
How did Women in Art get started?
It was started by two film students about 4 years ago, I believe. So they kind of manifested the idea and then kind of brought a few people together in image arts as well as musicians at Ryerson, and it kicked off from there, and it's been going on ever since. So we showcase any kind of medium, anywhere from photography, sculpture work, to visual like paintings, digital paintings, and film as well. So we're really not restricted by kind of what medium we're taking in.
Who do you find are sort of submitting most of the pieces to you?
A lot of students in FCAD, a lot of awesome women in FCAD. I find it's definitely a lot of photography and film, paintings as well, and a lot of visual illustrations of photography and mixed media.
So in your time working with women in art, is there a favorite showpiece that's come through or a favorite submission that's kind of been the coolest or has wowed you the most?
I'm very drawn to like the 16mm film that we get. It's truly so interesting to me to kind of see how they've executed it there. When you're constrained to that medium, it's very much a conceptual work. It's very eye-opening in that sense.
From running this or being involved in it, what do you want to take away from it?
The thing that I most definitely look forward to with Women in Art is creating a space for women at Ryerson, for non-binary students at Ryerson, for transitive individuals at Ryerson, and making sure that their voices are being uplifted and that their craft is being spotlit and just celebrating creation, you know, in a space that we don't have to really worry about like negative feedback. And yeah, just having that safer space there is definitely something I always love.
And how important is giving these voices out to people at Ryerson and the Ryerson community?
I think it is so, so, so important. Of course, we know in our history textbooks, in our history classes, our art history classes, we see it everywhere. You know, women were not really allowed to touch the paintbrush. We weren't allowed to kind of showcase our work that way. And if women wanted to paint, it was often under a private practice and they weren't allowed to tell anyone. So yeah, I want to kind of celebrate work by these individuals. I want to kind of celebrate the creation and kind of the ability to be an individual in art and showing that individuality through your creativity.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for coming in and taking the time to speak to us today. Mm-hmm. It was really great getting to hear about you and Women in Art.
The Women in Art exhibit will be open to the public tonight at the 519 on Church Street. The event starts at 6 p.m. Chances are that you have a Facebook account, just like more than 1 billion people worldwide. But the ever-popular social media site is facing backlash after a data breach involving a British data analysis firm called Cambridge Analytica. News broke last month that millions of Facebook users' profile data and personal information were shared with Cambridge Analytica through the use of a personality quiz app. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg estimates that about 87 million people across the world were affected by the breach. Yesterday, Facebook Canada confirmed that more than 600,000 of those affected were Canadians. They will be notified Monday that their personal information was compromised. The breach could also affect Facebook's partnership with Ryerson and the DMZ. The three teamed up for the Digital News Innovation Challenge, but Ryerson President Mohamed Lachemi says that the school is monitoring the situation and reassessing the partnership.
Do you have a part-time job? If so, you will now be guaranteed equal pay for equal work across Ontario. Under Bill 148, part-time employees who are performing the same tasks as full-time employees will now earn the same wage. The law also applies to seasonal and casual workers fulfilling the same responsibilities as permanent employees. The legislation came into effect on April 1st, just 3 months after the provincial minimum wage increased to $14 an hour.
There's a lot of food places around campus, but it's easy to get stumped with all the variety. A group of Ryerson students is designing an app to make your food hunt easier. Syed Razvi has the story.
Are you hungry? If your answer is yes, do you know what you want to eat? Well, a group of Ryerson students are developing an app designed to help students manage their food budget and find eateries that cater to their needs. The app is called Are You Hungry? And the idea for it stemmed from an entrepreneurship class assignment. Peter Callow is a second-year creative industry student and one of the five students who is working on developing the app.
The purpose of the app is for you to be able to very specifically filter down what type of food, how much it is, if there's any sort of dietary restriction, how far away it is, if it has a student discount, if it has, you know, whatever. We want to try and make it as specific as possible so that you don't have to do any guesswork.
People who use the app will be able to choose filters based on their specific taste, dietary restriction, and budget to get recommendations for food places that would be best suited for them. The app is also meant to give students a chance to visit different restaurants in downtown Toronto.
We just want to make it very, very easy because, you know, as we said, there's so much going on in this little space where Ryerson is, right downtown at the core, that I feel like for sure there are places that are being kind of looked past just because people don't know about them. They go to somewhere that they know and kind of sort of meets the criteria, but not fully, and they kind of settle for that. And I think being in a place where there's so much going on, there's so much choice, I feel like we're just not taking full advantage of that. And that's really what we want to achieve in the app, is just to make it super, super user-friendly, ultimately save time for the user, and just make it easier for people.
The Are You Hungry team also wants to partner with other restaurants to offer discounts or coupons to the users who are on a tight budget.
The whole origin of this business was, all right, food's too expensive, a lot of people have this problem, let's fix that. You know, let's target people who are on a budget who say they spend absolute max, ideally like $7, but absolute max 10, and let's solve that problem for them. Let's get it to them for $5.50.
The Are You Hungry app is set to launch at the end of this year. For Ryersonian This Week, I'm Syed Razvi.
It's official. Toronto police will not march in this year's Pride Parade. Pride Toronto and several community organizations asked police to withdraw their application to march in the Pride Parade late Monday evening, saying that the relationship between the LGBTQ community and police cannot be mended through a parade. Toronto police officers were allowed to attend last year's Pride Parade so long as they did not appear in uniform or cruisers. Tensions have grown between the LGBTQ community and the police amid the ongoing investigation into alleged serial killer Bruce MacArthur. The Pride Parade is scheduled to take place on June 24th.
Ryerson is launching a scholarship this fall to support racialized transgender students. The $1,000 award will be given to one student each year for 5 years. The scholarship is called the Sumaya Dalmer Award. It pays tribute to Sumaya Dalmer, a young transgender woman in Toronto who was an advocate for trans rights and opportunities. Dalmer's friends and family raised money to help fund the scholarship, which is meant to help trans students overcome financial difficulties and draw attention to their successes.
The RSU's annual general meeting came to an early end on Tuesday due to a lack of student attendance. RSU executives, short of Vice President Operations Ali Youssef, did, however, update the students with their executive reports. Michelle Song has this story.
The Ryerson Students Union annual general meeting was shorter than expected. The meeting is meant to give students a chance to vote on proposed RSU policies and to give them an update from the student union. However, less than 100 people attended. So the meeting did not reach quorum or the number of people needed in order to vote and discuss motions on the agenda. RSU President Suzanne Niaga was disappointed about the turnout. She says that the union needs to do more to get Ryerson involved in student politics.
Unfortunately, this is like not the best time for students. It's common to not get quorum for the April AGM. I was hoping we really would because there's some things on the agenda that students have been vocal about on social media, so I wanted to give them a space to talk about it. I think going from here, just making sure that the incoming team is always advertising and pushing for students to be present and making sure that we're engaging students throughout the year and that students continue to show up to hold the RSU accountable and stay engaged with the work that's happening and direct the union so that we continuously meet their needs.
Incoming RSU President Ram Ganesh also wants to improve the RSU's outreach.
There's a lot of great things being done, but we aren't getting that message out to the students. I think we need to work on our outreach, and that is something both the incoming and the outgoing teams are working together on.
Although the meeting agenda was not discussed, RSU executives provided an update with their executive reports.
So super happy to announce the implementation of all-gender housing in residence for the first time ever. The implementation of all-gender change rooms and the MAC and hopefully expanding, in the RAC and hopefully expanding that to the MAC in the next year. Also successfully ran the first ever campaign on colonization, which had some amazing wins, including Indigenous language courses being implemented across campus.
Vice President Operations Ali Youssef was absent during this time. Martin Fox is a fifth-year psychology student who attended the meeting.
Well, I was disappointed, obviously. Like, anytime quorum's not met, it just means that we don't actually get to do what we came here for. So we basically just heard reports, which was nice to get updates, but that's still kind of disappointing.
All the motions from the AGM will be discussed at the Board of Directors meeting later this month. This includes a controversial motion to raise executive salaries by $11,000. This raise would bring their current salary of $36,000 up to $47,000. And the bylaw amendments from the AGM agenda will be brought up at the semi-annual general meeting this fall. For Ryersonian This Week, I'm Michelle Song.
This year marks the 30th anniversary of Mass Exodus, the Ryerson School of Fashion's annual end-of-year fashion show. The installation of the exhibition was on Wednesday, and today, graduating fashion design students showed off their final collections on the runway at Daniel Spectrum in Regent Park. The annual show gives the graduating class a chance to show off their designs to people in the industry and the public.
And in sports news, the Ryerson cheerleading team is competing at the Cheer Evolution National Championship this weekend in Niagara Falls. Over 360 teams from across Canada and the U.S. will compete for the national title. The event runs Friday through to Sunday. Good luck, ladies.
Now, welcome back for another week of Just Wondering. In case you missed the last episode, this is where we answer your burning questions. First up...
Hey, I was just wondering, why can't my dad let me stay out past curfew?
You'd be lucky, you know. My dad runs a tight ship in our house, and I have to be home promptly at 5:17, which is exactly the time that it takes me to leave the school if I'm leaving at 5.
And Logan, you're lying.
No, if I'm home literally 30 seconds later, I have to go down to the basement. There's spiders. My dad goes to PJ's Pets every day. He buys crickets so that the spiders can eat them and get bigger.
So you can eat
alive.
The spiders?
No, so that they can crawl all over me when I'm late. What's funny, Dana?
I don't know, because I feel like you're lying. But it depends on the time, the curfew, though, for this situation. I think, like, if 10 p.m. is a curfew and you're in, like, fourth-year university, it's like, that's tough. I think you just need to speak to your father and tell him, Dad, please, let's work out this curfew situation. Like, and just have an honest conversation. Be like, why do you need me home at this time? I'm an adult.
Let's hear the next question.
Hey, I was just wondering, how would you know if people are taking advantage of you or if they actually want to be a friend?
I think that's easy. If they just want to hang out with you and you have your car and they want rides left and right, you know, they're using you. But then all of a sudden when you don't have a car and your parents have to drop you off or something and they don't want to hang out, just make sure you steer clear.
Yeah, no, I totally get that, Dana. Like, if you're, I used to have a bunch of friends that used to come over to my house because I had this bee farm in the backyard. And okay. You know what? I figured out that they were just taking advantage of me for my bee farm in my backyard. And those friends, frankly, they could just buzz right off.
Hopefully they got stung. Like, but why do you have a bee farm in your backyard?
To make honey.
But for real, though, for this guy, I think you just need to know if, when your friends are hanging out with you and if they don't want to hang out at certain situations, then confront them about it and be like, hey, why do you only hang out with me when I have my car or because of my nice pool, because I have a big house or because I buy you dinner? I don't know.
Well, that's all for this week. Tune in next week for more questions.
It's Friday, April 6th. And that wraps up our show for today.
Be sure to check us out on ryersonian.ca and follow us at The Ryersonian on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
You can also give us a listen by subscribing to Ryersonian This Week on iTunes or Google Play.
A big thank you to those who made this show happen, Angela Glover, Syed Razvi, and Michelle Song.
For Ryersonian This Week, I'm Dana Dwake.
And I'm Logan Ross. But wait! Before you go, we've got an acoustic violin performance by a Ryerson Engineering student.
Hey, you're listening to Ryersonian This Week. I'm Azan Hudayhead, and this is an original song.